Okay, we're good.
Okay, 16C. I think this is Chola, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have it in front of me, but I think it was Chola. Okay, so the whole ball starts rolling with the Shud HaRosh. Okay, the Rosh was asked to Shaila, husband is sick, wife is Anita, can she help him? Help him up, help him down, and require touching him, mutter or aser. So the Rosh says, there's no one else to help. She's allowed to help him. But she shouldn't do the super chippa thing. She shouldn't do harkas of panovia de viragua, of hatzol samita, but basic helping him up and down is allowed to, because there's no one else to do it. So she's allowed. Shut harash, the rush. Okay? That's where things start. Right? So the Torah quotes the rush, right? Everything starts with that rush. Now, the machaber follows the shita of the Trumas Adeshin. And they understand pshat in this rush, the Trumas Adeshin, and the machaber in Shulchan Aruch, hold that that's only one directional. The rush, they say, only mattered when the husband was sick and the ishto nida was going to help him. That's what's mutter. But if the wife who's a nida is sick, the husband is not allowed to help her, because we're afraid, since he's healthy, maybe his tithe will be, you know, misgabir, and he'll pacify his wife, and his wife will maybe, you know, relent to have tashmish. But the other way, when he is sick, so we assume his tithe won't be so great. That's why it's only one directional. And that's the shita of the Trumas Deshin, and that's what the Machaber paskins. Okay? Now, the Ramah takes a different approach. He follows the shita of the Hagor Sharidura. The Hagor Sharidura also quotes the Rosh, and he argues on the Trumas Deshin. He says, no.
Who quotes the Sharidura?
The Ramah.
The Ramah paskins, like this Mahalach. The other Mahalach is the Hagor Sharidura's Mahalach, who says a different approach of understanding the Rosh. Two-directional. It goes both ways. The same way that she is allowed to help him when he is sick, he is allowed to help her when she is sick, even though she's in nida. Two-directional. And the Ramah in Darkei Moshe, as we would expect, he quotes the Kula Dikwe, and he quotes the Shilti Giborim, who brings down the Maram, who says that the people who didn't want to help their wives who are nidas, didn't want to help them, he says, it's a chasidus shel shtus. So that's pretty strong. Chasidus shel shtus, he calls the people that didn't want to help their wives who were in nida. That's the Darkei Moshe quoting the Shilti Giborim.
On the Mordechai, right?
Yes. So that's all that. Yes, on the Mordechai. So that's all the Ramah's Mahalach. So you have pretty broke down, differently. Machaber with the Trumas Adeshin, Ramah the Hagor Sharidura. How to learn this, all based on how to uptach this Trumas HaRosh. Now, the Radvaz, so he brings down the Trumas HaDeshen, so right away, he's in the Machaber camp, right? Right? Trumas HaDeshen, Machaber camp, the Chumrah camp. And he says, therefore, since he's in the Chumrah camp, he says, therefore, if, let's say, the husband is the sick one, the wife is allowed to just help her husband straight out, but she does not have to hire an aide or a nurse or something like that to help. She could just do it. But if the wife is the one who's sick, then the husband should hire a nurse or someone else to help his wife, since he really shouldn't be doing it. However, he does say, even in the Trumas HaDeshen's Mahalach, that if he can't find someone to help, there's no aides or nurses around, so, or he can't afford it, whatever it is, he can't hire, then he should do it, because he says, it's not Darkei Noam. What do you do? Let his wife be sick and not help her, even if it's not a sakon. I'm not talking about sakonas nefashas. Stop, she's sick, she needs help. There's not shaykh to hire anyone. Then, he permits it, the Radvaz. Again, this Radvaz is put him on the, he's in the Machaber, the Trumas HaDeshen. Okay, so now, the three more things. So Rabbi Yoshev says, let's fast forward a couple hundred years here, right? So Rabbi Yoshev says, in the Kovetz Chuvos, he says, this kula of the Radvaz and all that, that's only when, you know, someone is a healthy person and he gets sick. So then the wife could help him. Fine. You know, if the wife could help him. But if it's not like he's healthy and he got sick, but that's his status. He got a stroke. And that's his metzias right now.
Acute versus chronic.
He's chronic, right? He has a stroke. That is his life now, right? His life is that. That is how he is. So, Rabbi Yosef has an interesting chiddush l'chumra here. He wants to say that it's not shaykh to say anymore tashash kocho and his taiva won't be miskaber. No, that's his metzias, and whatever taiva he has, he has, and he's acclimated to it. So therefore, he wants to say in such a situation that it'll be that the same way he can't help her, in this case, it'd be the same halacha, she cannot help him. Because the tam haheter of his taiva will be quieted because he's sick, doesn't apply.
It's not occasional.
It's not occasional. So therefore, he wants to say that therefore, his din will be like her din now. In the same way that we ask her, him to help her, when it's a chronic thing, he has a stroke, she can't help him because his yetzer hara is acclimated to it and we're afraid of scabbers. It's an interesting chiddush l'chumra here. Now, he says, then one more thing is the k'nei bosem. So he says, interesting thing also, he also talks about, let's say, a woman has a stroke and half of her body is paralyzed. So he says, so according to the Ramah, we all know it's mutter. And he says, according to the Machaber / Trumasadashin / Radvaz, you should hire someone to take care of her, because the husband shouldn't take care of her. But then he says like this, he adds on this line, that, you know, even the Ramah would say that it's better to hire someone to take care of his wife. Like, I'm not sure where he gets that. Like, he says, even the Ramah would say that you should hire a nurse. So the Madoni Osher, he has a tzarachin on all these later postgame, on the Knei Bosim and the Kovis Tshuvas, because he says, why are you all working with the Trumas Hadeshen? Why are you all working with the Machaber? Hello, the Ramah's Mekil. So why are we being Machmir? And who says the Ramah says that you have to be hire a Mishareses? That's the whole Nafkamina, the Radvaz says, you know, that's the whole Nafkamina between the Shari Dura versus the Trumas Hadeshen. You know, so he's metameh on these postgame that seems to just kind of blend the Machaber and Ramah together. And they don't say according to Ramah's mutter. So he thinks that, yeah, if you're a Sephardi, so you should be Machmir, like the Machaber. And if you're an Ashkenazi, so the Ramah's Mekil. Now, just realize that even the Machaber is the Radvaz was Mekil if you had no one else. So to say that when you have someone else, you know, even the Ramah would be Machmir, that then you're kind of just blending them together. So Madan Yoshev thinks that that's Shver. You know, you're putting together sheets that are stated that they are arguing with each other. So that's what Madan Yoshev says. Keep separate set. You know, like the Ramah is a Mekil. And if you're an Ashkenazi, you have the Ramah. Otherwise, you know, you're a Sephardi, you have the Shemus Hadeshen, the Machaber and the Radvaz.